Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Worst of Times, The Best of Times. The Jews saw in the Old Testament scriptures the idea of tremendous upheaval before the Messiah's coming, which would usher in the Messiah's coming. In this, they were right, but what they missed is that the Messiah has two separate comings. The Old Testament deals with this terrible time that precedes the second coming of the Messiah to the earth. And then the New Testament builds on it. The Old Testament did not reveal or deal with the rapture of the church, as the church and all that relates to it were a mystery, not revealed until the New Testament. Indeed, the Bible teaches clearly that the worst of times, the tribulation period, will come before the best of times, the kingdom. Some Old Testament designations for the tribulation period are the overflowing scourge, Isaiah 28:15 and 18, the day of vengeance, Isaiah 61:2, the time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah 30, verse 7, the 70th week of Daniel, Daniel 9:27. The time of trouble, Daniel 12:1. The day of the Lord, Joel 2:11. The day of wrath, Zephaniah 1:15. Some New Testament designations for the coming tribulation period. The tribulation, Matthew 24:29. The wrath to come, 1 Thessalonians 1:10. The day of the Lord, 1 Thessalonians 5:4. The hour of trial, Revelation 3:10, the day of his wrath, Revelation 6:17, and the wrath of God, Revelation 15:1. A great summary text that gives the overall nuance of the coming tribulation period is found in Zephaniah 1:14 and 15. There we read, "The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness." The world is on a collision course with God's judgment. They just don't know it. Acts 17:30 and 31. And right in the middle of this crucible of God's coming day of wrath will be Israel, who in that hour of tribulation pressure will finally turn to Jesus as their Messiah. And when they do, they will be rescued just in time, right on God's time schedule. Zephaniah 3:8 and 9. Therefore, wait for me, says the Lord, until the day I rise up for plunder. For my determination is to gather the nations to my assembly of kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation and all my fierce anger. All the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then I will restore to the peoples a pure language, that they all may call on the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. Here's what the prophetic calendar looks like. The rapture of the church, imminent, could happen at any time, followed by the 7-year tribulation period, followed by the second coming. Live ready. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.